And our guest this morning here in Tiverton is Philip Craig, director of NII. That's the Nuclear Innovation Institute. Hey, Philip, how are you doing?
I am very well. I'm actually just the director of the Explorer program.
Oh, the Explorer program. I
want to clarify that in case my boss is listening. Yes, I'm the director of NII Explorer.
Yeah, I just gave you a promotion this morning. Sorry about that. Yeah. But it's great to have you here. I know Roland is very excited to talk to you because you guys do some really cool stuff. I know it's geared towards kids, but I really find it cool. I think he did an event back in Southampton in the spring, which was amazing. First of all, the robot dogs are the coolest thing ever. What are those things?
Yeah, so those are Spot the Dog. So essentially what those are created for is if there's any place that humans can't go, maybe it's due to radiation in the plant or things like that, Spot the Dogs, people can go in there and we can investigate and say, okay, what's going on in here? Just to limit people's exposure, which is just so fascinating because they can do that, but then they're also just big toys. They're toys for adults. And when you get kids out there, like they're having dance contests with them, that Swerve event in Southampton was such a huge hit. We had over 5,000 people through in just 3 days. And for an event in a place like Southampton, that's a pretty big number. So yeah. We're really excited to be running another one shortly.
All right. I just as a side question, I have to ask, yeah. Has anybody ever taken the dog for a walk like down the streets of Port Elgin or King Cardin just to mess with people?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, it's happened.
Absolutely.
Just making sure. Yeah.
Now that I've heard the attendance you had at that event, is that kind of the impetus behind the programs that you offer at Explore in terms of getting all that experience of the technology out there?
Yeah. So one of the big things we're trying to do with the Explore program is just to bring not even the technology of tomorrow, it's the technology of today that people are using in the industry, but just to expose that to kids in rural areas. So in some urban and suburban settings, they have a few more opportunities. The Science Center is right there and they can take quick trips to it. That's really hard to do if you live in Meaford. You know, that's really hard to do if you live up in Tobermory. So what we try to do is take those really fun science experiences to the rural communities in order that everyone can have that great experience. Canada is going to be short about 100,000 tradespeople in the next 10 years. So it's important that, you know, we're going to need everybody to fill those gaps. And we want to make sure that our rural students in Bruce and Gray counties aren't being left behind.
Is there, in this area in particular, do you know, is there a wider gap for skilled trades here? Or are we about on average with the national average?
Here it's a little bit different because we have a lot of skilled trade peoples, but we have a lot of skilled trade opportunities. Mm-hmm. And with all the work that's happening at Bruce Power and in the green energy economy in general in this area, there's always going to be a huge need in this area. Companies are saying, hey, instead of trying to hire somebody from Waterloo to come up here, why don't we trade that kid in Paisley? Why don't we train that little girl in Port Elgin or the little boy in Kincardine and say, hey, how about we train you and give you a job up here?
Yeah. Now, for someone that's never been to one of your Explore events, can you give us kind of an overview of what do you do, what do you bring, and what skills or technologies do you showcase?
Yeah, well, that's the thing about Explore events. Everyone is different. So we do events in local libraries where we're going to come in and maybe bring a robot for you to code or just a marble run to talk about how gravity and potential energy works. So those are really small things. We also go into schools and we teach electricity classes and climate science classes. So we had over 11,000 student interactions last year. So we go into a lot of schools. And then we have those big events called Swerve, which is not just Explore. That's the whole Nuclear Innovation Institute puts its weight behind that, where we have that big technology, where we have virtual reality, mm-hmm. and we have robots and 3D printing and stuff like that. So it's really a wide range. There's something for everybody. So just next week, or the end of this week, actually, you know, we're going to be at the Southampton Market. We're going to be at the Ripley Food and Art Show. We're a stop along the Grand Fondo ride. And at each of those events, there's something a little bit different, but it's all centered around how can we teach you something really, really quick while having a lot of fun doing it. It's all hands-on. It's all interactive. and we trick you into learning. That's what it's all about at Explore.
If people want to get more information on these events or on the programs that the NII offers, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, well, you can follow us on social media if you just look up NII Explore. We also have a website at NIIExplore.ca. If you're trying to get your kids kind of back into the swing of things for school, we have a whole curriculum of coding activities for each grade level, as well as we have a bunch of science activities broken down by grade level. So if you're saying, okay, how can I get my kid ready for the school year? Start them off with some super fun science activities that, hey, if it's going to be a rainy day, why not do some coding?
Yeah. It's a big thing to learn. It seems like everybody is learning coding these days, and that was something that just wasn't available to me. And I'm like, can I learn coding? Do you have coding for like guys that are like 40 plus now?
That's the joy of coding, actually. And a lot of people say like, oh, you know, it's math and it's really technical. It's more like learning a new language and how to communicate clearly. So radio operators, great coders, because it's all about clear communication.
Okay. Yeah. See, there you go, Roland. We're already working on second career.
We are.
Philip Craig, director of the Explorer program at the Nuclear Innovation Institute. Is there anything else we should know about the program or what the Institute does?
There is just something I want to say. All of this is possible because we have some really great founding members. So Bruce Power, BWXT, Cameco, ES Fox, Kinectrics, SNC-Lavalin, and Sargent & Lundy, they've come in and they've really put a value on STEM education in this area, and that's what allows us to do the work that we do.
All right. Some amazing things happening with the Nuclear Innovation Institute. Philip Craig is the director of the Explorer program. We're going to post links and this interview as well on our website at shorelineclassicsfm.com. Thanks so much for joining us in Tiverton today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.